Can you first tell me, how long has there been a distillery here?
The distillery was founded in 1900 by a guy whose name was Waringem. So it's not a Breton name at all. It's coming from the Flemish region. And he started to distillate herbal liquor. This is how the distillery was born. In 1900.
And what's happened to it since?
The distillery moved at the beginning of the 70s. So after 70s years, the distillery was still owned by the Waringem family. And they decided to find associates. And one of them was Mr. Lezour. And together, the Lezour and the Waringem chose to move the distillery to increase the production. And the family Lezour is still here at the distillery and still owns this distillery, this company. So it's still a family business. The son of Mr. Lezour, at the beginning of the 80s, chose to make whiskey, which was a little bit crazy at this time. But he thought that because the whiskey is a Celtic product, and because Brittany is also a Celtic land, he could make whiskey as well. He had the distillation know-how already, and because he wanted to make something new at the distillery, he also had to make something new because nobody wanted to drink liquors anymore, or very few. And was so at the beginning of the 80s, he chose to start making whiskey.
How did he find out how to make whiskey?
Well, he had already an idea, of course, to how to make whiskey. But he went to Scotland and he learned. He learned in Scotland. And then he came back after 1 year. I think he spent 1 year there. And then he started. And it was the very first French whiskey.
And where do you get your ingredients to make the whiskey?
We try to get them the more local as we can. But the main ingredient of the whiskey, of course, is the malt. And the malt coming from Belgium, it's barley that is malted in Belgium and that come back then here in Brittany. And we make also our own blended whiskey. So we make a wheat whiskey, and the wheat is coming from Brittany. We use, of course, local water. We've got a source here in the distillery, and we have also the chance to have in Brittany a cooper, someone who makes cask in Britain oak. It's very special, and we are very proud about it.
Yes, I've seen the different type of cask. It's fascinating that you use different woods and different and casks that have contained different drinks to add distinct flavours.
Yes, because this is the only way that we have to make this distinctive edition of our whiskey, because we distillate always the same, in the same way. Well, we have changed in the time. We have been making whiskey for more than 30 years now, so during this time, the new mix spirit has changed, but the only way basically that you have to that you can use to flavor your whiskey is to use different casks.
And I understand you have a blender on site who...
Yes, a master blender, yeah. Or maître de chai. Yeah. Yeah.
And apart from the whiskey, I notice that you also make other products. Can you tell me a little about those, please?
Yes, sure. In total, at the distillery, we have 5 ranges. We've got, of course, the whiskey, which represents 60% of our business now, but we're still liquors because it's our historical work. We use also apples because apples are, yeah, they are also part of history in Brittany. It's a very important fruit in Brittany, and we make fin and pomo, and we make a little bit of beer and also shushan. So shushan is kind of milk, so honey wine.
And I can say to people listening to the program that this is a very worthwhile place to come and visit. You do tours, I understand.
Yeah, 1st of April and 13th of September, we do 5 tours per day. So from Monday to Saturday, it's free, and 2 per day are in English.